Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. And we're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Give us a call here on the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she will be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We have a new webinar coming up on Wednesday, October 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this one is entitled Neuroimaging Studies with Mediums, and it sounds really fabulous. And the host will be Edward Kelly, PhD. And just a quick reminder, December is not far away. We have our holiday raffle coming up once again on December 23rd. It's only $5 for one raffle ticket, but that gives you five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Lynn LeClaire, Bobby Allison, Dave Campbell, Amy Utzman, and Dustin Livers. So be sure to check that out as well. And for more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. If you've tuned into the show before, you know that all of our mediums who are guests on this show have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. So I will introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she began communicating with spirit at the age of 9. Catherine has trained at the Arthur Findlay College in England, and she's not only one of the certified psychic mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a clairvoyant, and she specializes in coffee readings, which you could see actually a sample of on her website. Catherine remains active in the U.S. military, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans. She's the author of the book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City, and we're always happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Doreen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love having you on here, and I haven't had you on the show in a while. It's been some time, so it's nice to have you back with us. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Perfect timing with
us. I know. So, you know, it's so interesting. We are in October. It's almost Halloween. And our listeners might not know this, but you actually worked in Salem, Massachusetts as a medium for some time. Tell us a little bit about that. That must have been some experience.
Yes, I started working in Salem, Massachusetts in 2012, Christian Day, who is a warlock there for a long time, had me on as a medium during the month of October. So they would bring in psychics and mediums from other states, and they actually, Salem, Massachusetts is one of the most strict in regards to having any kind of vendor, any kind of entertainment there. So he would apply for us to have a 30-day kind of license to work in the city of Massachusetts. So I worked with Christian for many years. And then about 2 years ago, I worked with Barbara, who actually owns Angel of Angelica's. And then last year, I sat out because it was just too chaotic with my schedule, but I had gone up to Iron Island Museum, which is up in Buffalo. So I always do something in the month of October. Yeah. But Salem, for me, was really pretty incredible because that's actually the Halloween capital of the world.
It
Many
really
people don't
is.
Realize that.
Yeah. It really is. You know, I always say this, too, because I always say every place has its own vibe. And I've been to Salem a bunch of times. I love Salem. It is such a cool place. It's got, like, this fascinating blend of being a quaint little New England town. But then you have, like, all the New Age stuff, all the paranormal shops. It's just so much fun, you know. It's just a
fun it is. Yeah.
And it's really, it's rich with a lot of history. I mean, if you've never been there, for our listeners, you know, you might want to take a trip there if you're on the East Coast. It's a fascinating place. You know, lots of museums and a lot of early history. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, one of the best things to do in Salem, people don't really realize it, but it's the taking the walking tour. They actually walk you through a lot of the high points, you know, the highlighted points on the walk, and they do reenactments, and, you know, you can see the witch trial, and the witch museum is really fascinating. So there's a lot to do there.
I had some friends
went last weekend, and they said it was just as crowded as normal. So they are getting a crowd, but, you know, it's social distancing and wearing masks, and this is a little bit of a different year for people. So
it is.
They're staying in the Halloween spirit, so.
Well, that's all that counts. You know, I can remember years ago, I've been up there a few times, but years ago I went with a friend of mine, and we actually went for Halloween, for October 31st. And it just so happened that particular year, it was so warm out. And that evening, it was near 60 degrees, so it was so comfortable. And it was just so much fun, you know, to walk around. They've got great restaurants there. The costumes are amazing. You know, even the drive up, you know, I'm in New Jersey, so I'm driving up, and you get to see all the fall colors and, you know, just beautiful, just lots and lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. I was actually up there one year, Doreen, when we had snow. We had snow one year. I couldn't believe it. I said, I'm going to be stranded. Yeah. But Salem is that way. It's very quaint, and there's a lot of history, and the food is so good. I mean, it's amazing people that plan that trip. Some of the restaurants there are fabulous. It's just really tremendous. Mm-hmm. But it's a great place to go. A lot of the bordering towns around Salem are also really neat. And just people don't realize how much is there. So I would recommend it. It's a bucket list item. Many people that I sat with when I was giving them readings, I asked where they came from. And Texas was a big place, California.
Right. Oh,
we even had people coming over from Japan. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice, I would imagine it's a good tourist attraction, but I just know that whenever I'm in that area, it's just so much fun to kind of just go through there. And you're right, the restaurants are great, you know, so much to see there, so many museums, reenactments, a lot of really nice stuff. So I understand this month also on Halloween, we're having a full moon. Is that true?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, we're very lucky this month. Yeah. So October 1st, we had our first full moon, and that was the harvest moon. All of the moons have names. And we're having a second full moon, which actually falls on Halloween, the 31st. And because that falls on the last day of the month, that's considered the second full moon. And when you have two moons together like that, that's considered a blue moon, so
blue
there aren't many of them.
Right.
And that second moon, is the official name for that moon is the Hunter's Moon.
Mm-hmm.
So many people would say, well, how often does that happen? Because a lot of times when you look at artwork or when you look at cards, when you're shopping for Halloween, let me get a greeting card, there's always a full moon, and you're like, geez, I don't remember the last time we had a full moon. Well, this year we're going to have one, and it usually occurs around 18 to 19 years. Every 18 to 19 years, we'll have a full moon on Halloween. So that's kind of really neat because it adds to the kind of mysteriousness of the day all the things that kind of happen. But it's interesting when you start looking at the moon, like if you find another month where there's two moons, you mm-hmm. can actually see the different phases of the moon. And that's one thing that I do a lot of work with over the years. I've done a lot of, you know, teaching of the moon with children. They're fascinated mm-hmm. by the moon because they can see it, you know.
Right.
And a lot
right.
of children are very intuitive, and a lot of them, you know, they kind of know things, you know, and that for some parents that kind of is startling for them. How do they know that, you know?
Yes.
And they're very just insightful. But when you start talking about something that they can see, so mm-hmm. when a parent contacts me and says, I don't know how my child knows this, that they're, you know, somewhat predictive in their conversation,
right,
yeah. and they just don't know why they know these things. So I start talking about stuff that they would know. You know, they know the
yeah,
sun comes
right.
out every day and the moon is out. And start talking about the different phases of the moon. There's eight phases
yeah.
of the moon, and they can start tracking that on the calendar with the children.
Yeah.
And I've gotten so much feedback over the years because the children are small, but they actually know it's going to be there. They may
mm-hmm.
not see it because it's overcast or cloudy, but they know that it's there.
Right.
And that's something that helps them maybe with their gift, is they don't know why they have some information. They can't see why they have that, but they know that it does exist. And it's
right.
a way of putting something that is visual into something that's occurring to them that's non-visual.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
it's kind of really neat.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good Halloween this year. So we've got a full moon to look forward to also. All righty, we're
yeah.
going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll speak more with Catherine, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to our callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death, and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Catherine Nadal. So we're going to go to our phone lines now. We'll take some calls. And before we take our first caller, we always try to get to as many people as we can. We do like to hear your voice, okay? So I'm going to ask for you by name. And then you can kind of let us know if you would like a connection or if you have a question for us. We love taking questions from you as well. So let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Connection, please. That would be fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you for calling in. I'm just connecting with you now. It's very interesting because I feel very much drawn to you in regards to an older woman in spirit. I also feel like she connects on your mother's side. Do you understand this? This would be like mom's mom. Do you understand that? That would be like grandmother to you.
Okay.
So just say yes or no to that. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. She would be passed over. You understand that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting because I feel like she's talking about you right now in a very important way. She's also bringing up family in a very important way. Like there's a big deal going on, and she's saying that you've been able to kind of pull people together. She's showing me you at a very young age. She's giving me the feeling like you're around 3, 4, or 5 years old. And she's saying that there's like a big attachment to your mom's side and a big attachment with you and your mom. She's saying that your mother's side of the family is quite strong and have always rattled together. Do you understand that?
Sort of, Kathy. Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Because she's saying that there's a big difference between your mom's family and your father's family. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she's bringing that up in a big way. I don't know if you spent a lot of time more growing up with your mom's family, but she's bringing it up in a big way in regards to you. She's saying that there's one of three children. So who would have the three children? Is that your mom, you, or her?
None of us had three.
Okay, because she's bringing up three in a big way in regards to children. I don't know what that is. So if you're taking notes, just put that on the side because she's bringing that up. She's saying right now that there's a big importance to you and how you've been able to help somebody. They're giving like a caregiver feeling like around you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And they're like thanking you. There's like a lot of thanks from the other side and there's a like applaud. Like you've been able to help people in a very big way and that other people wouldn't have been able to do what you've been able to do. There's a lot of love from the other side. She's also bringing up like springtime, like in particular March, April kind of time. It would almost be like around like the Easter holiday time. And she's saying this is a very big time in your family. When they bring that up, it's either around a birth, like a birthday or a passing. Would you understand that or just Easter time in general?
We do have a few birthdays in April and May.
Okay, good. All right. She's also giving me a very big M name, very big M name. I don't know if she's referencing that as a first name. But she gives me a very big feeling, and she puts it in front of you. M meaning a name for someone, not M for mom. You understand that?
My brother's name starts with an M.
Okay, good. Okay. It's also like she just shows me like a big strength. You know when somebody makes a fist? And then they make a muscle, and she's doing that for you. She's saying that you've been incredibly strong, and she's saying, like, you need to, like, look in the mirror about that because you don't realize how strong you've been able to do this for someone. And she puts the caregiver sign again for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. that's like the biggest message there, and there's just a lot of love from the other side. I really hope this reading was helpful for you, Kathy.
Yeah, I was actually hoping to hear from someone else, but we can't control who's through.
It's not so that I don't want to hear from another. To get to everybody when we're doing little mini readings, you know, because we have to keep them very short. But Kathy, thanks so much for calling into the show. I hope it helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Believe it or not, we have another Kathy calling in from New York this time. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling into the show. Would you like a little mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading, please.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy. It's Catherine. Thank you for calling in. Hi. When I give you information, just say yes or no if it makes sense to you. Okay. I just keep getting that there's a man on the other side that connects with you. I also feel like he's talking about you in particular, and that there's another man there as well. Do you understand this? I keep hearing pop or like pa. There's like a P sounding name to this. It's like a real father feeling. Do you understand this?
Well, my father has passed, but
but there's two of them. So it's like they have different names. Okay. So one's like pop and one's like pa, but there's like a two reference there. So when I get that double like that, it would be your father and your father's father. Do you understand that?
Okay, right. But they weren't called Papa Pa, but...
That's all right, but it's how I hear it, right? So they're giving me that feeling, but it's dad reference twice. Do you understand that?
Okay, yes.
Okay. And I'm clairvoyant, so I see, and I'm clairaudient, which means I hear. So it's like how I hear it and how I interpret it to you. There's a big feeling going all the way through my body with your father. He's giving me the impression that he was not well. Do you understand that? Because he gives me a feeling through my whole body, which means that he had like a medical diagnosis and that he had different things happening to him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's a big connection, like he draws me a heart and he's handing it to you. He was very close with your mom as well. Do you understand that? Because he's putting up the number two, like he's giving you both like two hearts, like those Valentine's Day hearts. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's very interesting because I feel like he just wants to like put his hands down your hair like you're a little girl. So I don't know if you had like long hair when you were a little girl, but I feel like he's running his hand down your hair, you know, like you would do as a child. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's a big reference to you growing up. He just shows me like a big steering wheel and a car, and then he's laughing. He's got such an incredible smile, and it's like he's laughing. Like, I don't know if he taught you to drive, but he's bringing up a car in a very big way, and he tells me that you're always so responsible and that he's so proud of you. Do you understand that?
Yes, he did teach me to drive.
Yeah, and he's got such a nice smile, and he just puts up like a newspaper and then he puts it down. And I feel like that's some reference to him, so I don't know if he was the newspaper guy, but it's like he's not always in everyone's business. It's like he's hiding behind the newspaper. He interjects when he needs to. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And I used to go with him to get the paper every night.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's so incredible, though, because he's talking about September, October timeframe, like right around this time. So I don't know if there's a significance in your family, either a birth or passing around September, October time, but he's bringing up this time very, very big. And he also talks about home in a very big way. And that it didn't matter kind of where you lived, but it mattered that everybody was together. That was his big thing about being together. And he brings up where you're living, and he tells me to tell you not to worry about that. Do you understand that?
Okay, yeah.
he's saying, like, don't worry about that. Someone around you wanted to move or someone around you wanted to change something, and he's giving me the feeling, like, tell them not to worry about that, okay? It's just that everyone needs to do what they need to do in their own time, okay? Because someone around you is very stressed out, and he's saying, like, it's a family reference. And he's saying, like, you're the voice of reason. And he was a very kind of pragmatic thinking guy, and he's saying, like, you have that as well. Like, you don't rush to make a judgment. You don't rush to make a decision. And he's saying, like, you guys, like, he's pairing his mind up with your mind, and you guys kind of think alike. And he's saying, like, you know, everyone's so lucky to have you around because you're like he was, the way you think things out. You're not a panicker. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Somebody really has, they're going through a lot of changes, and he's showing me, like, somebody literally, like, is sweeping, like, with a broom. Like, they're trying to sweep up what has happened and trying to move into this change. And you're somehow, like, an integrative part of this. And he gives me the feeling that it's not really you, to understand that, but you're helping them. And he wants you to know that you're not alone. You take on so much. You have so much on your plate. And he's with you all along. There must be, like, you go in the backyard or something, but I feel like you're stepping out of the back of the house. And he tells me he's with you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He's an outdoor-y kind of guy, and he's like watching the grass grow under your feet. There's a whole thing with him about being outside.
Yes, he loved outside.
Yeah. He's so, I know I have to wrap it up, but he just takes his hand and he puts like your hand in it, okay? So there's a whole thing about hand holding, okay? So he wants you to remember that. So either him holding your hand or you're holding his hand, he has not left you. And he's going to help you through all of this because you're helping someone else. And that's like the big message here, that you're not alone while you're helping others, okay?
Okay. Thank you. That was great.
Oh, thank you so much. A lot of love. Yeah, he's sweet.
Okay, Kathy, thank you so much for calling into
thank
the show.
Thank you.
I hope this helped. You're welcome. All righty, let's get to our next caller. We have Margaret from Pennsylvania. Is it Margaret?
Hello?
Hi, is this
Hello?
Margaret?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to
okay.
the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
I would like a mini reading, please.
Okay. Turn you right over to Catherine.
Hi,
Thank
Margaret.
You.
I'm being flooded with a lot of people on the other side for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And you have a lot of people on the other side, and I feel like it's like you have three families over there, and they're all kind of fighting to get in. You're very well liked. Do you understand that? Because everybody wants to, like, say hello to you, and there's a big thing with you because there's a woman there, and I actually feel like there's two coming together. One of them is telling me about sister. So you have a sister, is that correct?
I have five sisters, yes.
There's one, like, so there's two women on the other side. They're coming together, and they're talking to me about you, and they mentioned sister. So you must be very close with one of your sisters because they're pairing you off together. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay, because they're saying that there's two of you. And let me see what they're saying. Two of you must be very close in age. Do you understand that? Because they're putting the two of you together.
No.
Okay, let me just see what they're saying with this. One of them has a C initial, is that correct?
One of my sisters does, yes.
Yeah. Because I'm asking them, like, tell me more, and they give me the C initial. They're saying that two of the sisters are very close. It feels like they're putting you and one of the sisters is very close, but I don't want to get caught up on that. They're saying two of the sisters are very close. Two women on the other side from me come across with a very big mother energy to that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And at the same time, they're telling me that you have two different names. So you might say your name is Margaret, but they're saying other people call you something else because they're saying that name and then they're like drawing a line through it and giving me another name. So did you grow up with a nickname or did they call you something else? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're crossing your name out and they're laughing. They're literally a lot of fun, these people. Okay. Are you connected to Irish heritage? Because they just put up the flag from Ireland for me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, good. They're laughing, and they're actually saying that there's a big reference in your family with animals and that you're a huge animal lover. Do you understand this?
No.
So who had the dog growing up? Because they're putting a dog in front of you.
My daughter, not me.
Okay. All right. When you were very little, who in the family had the dog? Because they're bringing the dog up in a very big way.
I never had a dog when I was little, never.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that is. I don't want to get caught up in it, but I hope you're taking notes because they're saying there's a big deal about animals in your family. Yeah, it's interesting with that. There's a big change around your daughter right now. Do you understand that?
Maybe.
Yeah. There's a celebration feeling, okay? Do you understand that?
For my daughter?
Yeah. It's interesting because what they're doing is they're putting you literally like in a very big way that you've been able to help her. Do you understand that? It's like, you know, when you put a, you know, you're like the safety pin. You've been able to keep her together through a lot of stuff. Do you understand that?
I think it's the opposite. She's holding me together.
Okay, well, they're showing me it almost the opposite way, okay? And it's interesting because they're giving me that feeling. So look at that, because a lot of times people think differently than the way other people see them, okay? And they're showing me that you've been able to really help her in quite a different way. They're actually clapping from the other side, okay? So you have such a unique way about dealing with her that other people haven't been able to deal with her. And that's what they're excited about. It's like the two of you have been able to do this jointly together.
Okay.
She has big changes happening around her, okay? She's actually gotten herself in a very big place. One of the women on the other side, which I feel is a mother energy to you, she actually put a photograph over her face. So do you look just like your mom, or does your daughter look just like your mom? Because she put a photo on top of a photo. Do you understand that?
Yes. Okay.
Because that's a very big message, okay? And the big message with that is like literally the family is like you're bringing down more and more than just your looks, okay? And there's just a lot of loving energy there. This woman that I'm speaking with, this is your mother, correct? Is that correct?
It could be. Yeah, my mom passed a long time ago. But I also had an aunt that was like a mother.
Okay, all right, because I have the two women together there. I get a very big feeling around the chest with this woman, okay? So somebody would have had a passing related to the heart or lungs or the breast area. Do you understand that?
That would have been my husband.
Yeah, one of the women had a problem in the chest or the lung area.
I'm not sure.
All right. It's okay. And also, they keep talking about the man with the R name. Do you understand the man with the R name? Is that someone in the family?
My brother.
Okay, all right, good. Okay.
Just a few seconds left.
Okay, all right, good. It's very interesting, though, because they keep putting... do you know that ring, the clatter ring? Do you understand the clatter ring?
Yes.
Yeah, they just held that up. So see in the family who had a clatter ring, I don't know if that reference goes for your daughter or if that goes for your brother, but they're holding that ring up, and usually that's a symbol of relationship.
I have the clatter ring.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Was that the ring that you had with your husband?
No, I just okay. have it on my pinky.
Okay, because they bring it up to me, and they're referencing a feeling of relationship, like a love relationship, in regards to that as symbolic.
Okay.
All okay, right. good.
We're going to have to leave it there because we're running out of time. Great. Margaret, thank you so much for calling into
thank
the show.
Thank you so
I
much.
I hope it helps a little.
You know, it did tremendously. Thank you so much.
Thank
All
you.
Right. You're very welcome.
Thank
okay,
you.
We're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Catherine's website. It's dreamcentralstation.com, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Catherine Nadal. And before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to us. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Adobe, Priceline, Sirius Radio, TurboTax, VistaPrint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. We have time for a couple more calls. I believe our next caller is Marcia calling in from New Jersey. Are you with us, Marcia?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling in. Would you like a mini reading or did you have a question?
I would like a mini reading if possible.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Thank you.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you.
Hi.
For
thank you for,
whatever you
thank
can
you
tell
for calling
me.
In.
My pleasure.
When I just give you information, just say yes or no if it makes sense to you.
Okay.
It's very interesting because I feel like I'm going back and forth with you, and there's a very big feeling to those are the past on the other side, because they give me a very big, strong feeling that they're with you all the time. I don't know if you understand what I mean by this, but I feel like
I feel like
you're walking with them all the time. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very big message comes across straight away. And they're telling me that you're very spiritual, and there's like a very big prayerful feeling around you. And I have an older woman in spirit, actually, who would be like almost like a mom to you, but at the same time, she feels like a friend. So I don't know if she's a friend or she was like a mom to you, but she's mothering you even from the other side. She's giving me a very big feeling of the initial M, not a name for you, but either her name or someone else. And she's saying that there's like you've come a long way, and she's still trying to mother you. Do you understand that?
I'm trying to think of who it could be with an M. But
offhand,
okay, no,
it may not be her name
yet.
With an M, okay? But she's referencing someone here with the M, and she's saying that
mm-hmm.
you've come a long way, okay? And there's a big feeling she's giving me that you've been able to help yourself. And they're telling me to say that, like, twice. Tell her to that she's helped herself, like, you understand that? Because there's not a lot of people that have been able to help you. You have been helping a lot of people, and this woman is, like, mothering you from the other side. She gives me, like, a mom feeling, but I don't feel like it's your mom. She gives me, like, a feeling of, like, a woman you were friends with, or, like, this woman was, like, a neighbor to you. But she's telling me that you have really helped yourself, because people, as you help them, did not help you back. Do you understand that? And she's giving me this feeling of, like, you really have found a lot of peace, because you have had a rough road. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And she's making, like, a very big feeling. She's giving me this feeling that, like, I could go back, like, a decade with this. Like, the past decade has been quite rough for you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And she's putting up parts, and she's saying, like, inside and outside, things were hard for you, okay? So when they do that inside, outside, you've also gone through some struggles, like either medically or that have affected you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And she's like literally saying, like, you pulled yourself together, and that you have like an investigational mind. And she's giving me a very big S name as well. She's saying you have a... It's funny, she's being funny about this, but she's saying, like, you have a small posse around you that are living, that are still here, that keep you strong, but you're really running around still taking care of them, okay? And she's saying you have an investigational mind and that you've been able to solve a lot of things that other people couldn't. And she's giving me this in a very big medical way. So either you convince people to get other doctors or you research stuff to go in a different direction, but she's giving me a medical investigational feeling with you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And she's very happy about that. And she's clapping and she's saying, like, thank you. You literally may or may not know this, but she's giving me the feeling that you've like, helped extended lives or you're helped extend a life. Do you understand that? Because of your intervention here. Do you understand that?
Maybe. Not totally.
Well, she believes it. She believes it. She's putting roses at you, okay? When they do that for me, it's like complete gratitude, okay? So go back and look.
She's throwing roses? My mother's name was Rose. That's
okay,
interesting.
Good. All right. But this woman's mothering you from the other side, okay? She's giving me this feeling that you have really found some things out. And either you found out someone's situation and you investigated it and you found out they had no one to help them and you helped them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is life-saving. She's giving me that. So take a look at that. She's also she's showing me a little black change purse and she's opening it and going through the coins. So someone on the other side is a connection with coins with you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And she gives me a very big family feeling with that as well. In your family, you must have had one family that was more dominant than the other because she says growing up, it was like I don't know if it was your mother's family all around you, but it's almost as if the other side you don't know much about because she throws up a lot of question marks on that. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and she rolls out, you know, like a scroll, she rolls it out, but it's a map, okay? So someone in the family traveled or was known for traveling, okay? But there's a significance to that in the family, and she also gives that feeling of, like, traveling around you. So I don't know if you were one of the only that had traveled after someone else, but not a lot of travel in the family, and she's being selective with that. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and she also brings up, like, the symbol for St. Michael, she brings that up. There's, a very big feeling of, like, protection, okay? Your family was very protective of you when you were very little. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and she's saying, like, let me just wrap it up. That's a very big thing because you always felt that protection, but also you create that protection for others. This was a beautiful reading. It's just amazing.
Oh,
I just see the roses like that around you.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Yeah,
I hope this reading was helpful for you.
It was. It really, really was. And I thank you so much.
All righty, Marcia. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, my pleasure. Stay well.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So we have another caller. Sabrina's calling in from Oregon. Are you with us, Sabrina?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi. So when I give you information, just say yes or no if it makes sense to you. I have an older man on the other side, and I feel like there's a reference to your family with this. He keeps stacking up books. I mean, literally, quite literally, a lot of books, and he's talking about education being very important in your family and very important to you because he takes the books that were lined up for the family and he's moving them closer to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes,
Sabrina,
okay. Try to speak up a little bit because we
barely
really
hear
need to hear your voice. Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's okay. So you understand the reference, correct? The education and the family and the education reference for you and the older man in spirit, correct?
I do.
Okay, good. This is coming up right now. It's very important. He's also talking about your whole direction, because it's like he's opening the book and he's like flipping chapter to chapter. There's a very big reference to the direction that you're going in, okay? Because he's showing me that it's like you're changing your chapter, you're changing yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's a big change happening around you. Quite literally, it's like you changed your life. It's like you're unrecognizable almost to people, and it's going to continue that way, okay? He's also talking about someone in the family that smoked, because he puts up like a cigarette or a cigar, and there's like a lot of smoke around that. So would you remember him to have smoke, or is there a reference to smoking in the family?
Yes.
Okay. And it's also like there's a big difference how in the contact in the family. So I don't know if somebody lives at a distance or you live at a distance, but he's saying like the family is not all together. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So the family's like living in different states, or they're living at a distance. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And he just puts up a mirror in front of you. And when they do that, it's like, do you realize the change that you've gone through? Do you realize that chapter when he's flipping it? Do you understand what he referencing with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because it's incredible. So if you told me, like, you had a physical change, or you literally went through something that was a very kind of dramatic that actually changed you as a person, but he's showing this on the level of growth. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because he's saying, like, that change is not completely done with you. So you need to keep looking at your future growth, but it's in a very positive way. You're very strong. He's giving me, like, a very young feeling for you. So it's like you're less than 35. Do you understand that?
I'm 34.
Yeah, he's being so clear about this, that you're like, your brain is like twice your age, and he's saying like you're so far ahead, and he wants you to carry on the name of the family, and he's putting up like big pieces of paper for me. So are you going for some kind of a huge position, like a doctor or engineer or something, but he's saying you're carrying on the family? Do you understand this?
Yes, I think it's my uncle. He always wanted me to further my education, and he was a huge smoker, and we lived far away from each other.
Oh, wow, yeah. So you understand about the progression, right, with your career, and he's talking about, you know, carrying it on for the family, right?
Yes.
There's a very big thing with him showing me trees. So where you live, do you sit under a tree, or do you walk through the trees, or do you walking through the woods? Because he gives me a feeling that he's near to you with that, like he's near to you in spirit when you're around the trees. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Not really.
He gives me a feeling of, like, trees. Like, I live in, like, a New York City area. We don't have a lot of trees like that, but he gives me almost, like, it would be, like, the woods. I would call it, like, the woods.
Okay.
So, is that, okay, you're living in an area where there's, like, woods?
We have trees everywhere here, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you must go for jogs or for walks, but he tells me that he's near you when you're near the trees. That's like the reference he's giving
okay.
me. And he's also saying you're very creative. Who in the family is the artist? Do you understand that? Or somebody that draws or paints?
I guess I would be the artist, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, because he's giving me a very big, you know, like Picasso has like bright colors and big broad strokes and stuff. He gives me a very big dramatic feeling like that. He wants you to continue that.
We have just a few
so, okay.
Do you understand that? Because it feels like you stopped
yes.
and he wants you to keep going with that, okay?
Okay.
He's very proud of you, and he also gives me a big J, and he says there's a J initial in the family. Do you understand that?
J. No.
Okay, write that down, because he gives me the feeling that it's, like, connected to your family. So.
Okay.
And there's a D as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you understand that, right? Yeah. Okay, good.
I do.
Take these notes. Yeah, take these notes. It's so nice to speak with you. And he's just so proud of you from the other side.
Thank you so much.
I think we have to
leave
it there. But Sabrina, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope it helped. Well, Catherine, this hour goes so quickly. We are just about out of time.
I know.
Yeah. I know. But I really want to thank you for being with us tonight. And if any of our listeners would like more information either about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way through the website?
Oh, yeah. The best way is through the website. I have a lot of information on my website.
Okay.
I'm very good friends with Lori Bruno, who's also a Strega from Salem, and my website actually goes over a lot of different things that I've done, either through Salem or through Iron Island in Buffalo. So
all
it's
right.
An interesting
Wonderful.
Website. Thank you so much
so
for having
Catherine
me
on the web. You will find her at dreamcentralstation.com. I thank you once again for being with us tonight. Before we go, we do have some sad news that I would like to mention to our listeners, because some of you may not have heard that we have had a tragic loss at Forever Family Foundation. Our director and founder, Fran Ginsberg, passed away a few weeks ago. And we do want to extend our deepest condolences to the Ginsberg family. And to those of you who emailed or many of you sent Facebook messages, we thank you so very much for the kind words and for so many of the wonderful stories that you shared about Fran. Just so you know, Bob put up a wonderful tribute to her on the website, so go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. She will be so greatly missed by all of us, and again, we send our condolences to the Ginsberg family, as well as sending them a lot of love and a lot of healing. And that's it for us tonight. I'm Doreen Molloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmolloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.